Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include a couple from the floor of Congress, one on each side of the aisle, Bernie Sanders in a Senate rant that's been going viral, and Republican Congressman Steve Beyer trying to be recognized to speak for 1 minute. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75 on the New York City cable systems. Now, we are creating, for the next few minutes, on air and then online, a safe space where you can talk about all the economic questions and concerns that you may not want to in public with friends and family. Shh, and don't tell Julian Assange. It's okay. No one will know who you are on the air or starting at 12 o'clock in our online chat. Here's one to get you started. How do you balance shopping local and shopping cheap? Are you embarrassed when you come home from Walmart? When you drive out of your Upper West Side parking spot and go to Westchester to shop at Walmart and then come home, do you hide the bag in a Fairway bag or something? You may want to support local businesses and causes, but it's sometimes so much cheaper to either go online or go to any kind of a chain store. So does this sound familiar? It's okay. It's a safe space. Let's start talking about it. 212-433-WNYC. And again, any economic question or behavior that you may not want to share in public with friends and family, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We will do this on the air for a few minutes, and then Adam Davidson from NPR's Planet Money team, who joins us now, will stay with us for an online chat right at 12 o'clock. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Brian.
And as you folks may know, that on our politics website, it's Free Country. We're doing our Rut or Recovery series this month, checking in on the state of the economy in your life, in your community, and this is part of that. We've got dozens of entries on our interactive map, from reports about new hiring and stores closing to stories about how your family is changing its gift-giving habits. So that's why we're trying this today. As part of Rut or Recovery, it's a Rut or Recovery safe space to have some of these conversations that you may not want to have. So let's go right to a caller. Billy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Billy.
Hi. I really like going to Walmart. And when I have to visit my parents in the suburbs, my girlfriend and I go there, and I feel guilty about it because, as a liberal, I'm supposed to hate it, but you just save so much money. I go in there just to buy mouthwash. I walk out with like $200 worth of stuff, but realize that if I bought this stuff in Brooklyn Heights, it would probably run me about $600.
All right, Billy, thank you very much. Adam Davidson, we could probably get thousands of New Yorkers to call up with similar admissions, do you think?
Probably, although I got to say, I don't understand. I mean, I think that embedded in the idea that shopping local is better for the world or better for New York is it. I mean, I'll just come out and say it, and everyone can start writing their angry emails to planetmoney@npr.org. It's kind of a medieval view of how economics works. We don't live in an economy that's closed. We live in a very open economy, and New York is benefiting much more than most places in the world. We export an unbelievable amount of services to the rest of the world. A lot of money comes into New York from the rest of the world. And if you want to buy a set amount of goods and you buy it at Walmart for $200, or you could buy it in Brooklyn Heights for $400, well, you're going to spend that money anyway. Your overall consumption probably will not shrink because you went to Walmart. So you'll probably spend it on something that is more productively produced in Brooklyn Heights, like really good meals, or some great music store that adds a lot of value by curating the music in a way that Walmart never will,
or something less shishy than that, like pickles.
Like pickles, delicious pickles, exactly. And I'll also say New York is doing badly right now, but it's doing much, much better than the rest of the country, much of the rest of the country, and much of the rest of the world. So the idea that somehow we New Yorkers should disproportionately support other New Yorkers, that strikes me as morally just absurd.
Let's see what Amy, a shopkeeper in Fort Greene, thinks about this. Hi, Amy. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. This is actually my first time ever calling into anything. But I thought it was very interesting what you were saying about it being cheaper to get in your car, which is parked on the Upper West Side, and go to Walmart. Because I think a lot of people, we tend to discount or not take into account the cost of our time. And especially around the holidays, it's the most precious thing you have. You can choose it to spend with your friends, with your family, to call your mom, or to be, you know, getting a car out of a garage on the Upper West Side and driving all the way out to Walmart and shopping. That's one thing I find. I'm a local store owner. I own the Green Grape in Fort Greene, and I'm also a consumer. And when I go around and I buy my soap from Ada right around the corner, or, you know, I go and get my hardware across the street, I always feel like the time I've saved is actually worth something to me. I have three kids. I'd rather spend the time, you know, with them working on their homework or relaxing.
Do you buy Adam's argument at all that the efficiency that comes from going to a let's say they didn't have to, you know, spend hours commuting to get to this store, whatever the chain store is that saves the money, that maybe then they have a little more money left over to spend at the what was the name of your store?
The Green Grape.
To spend at the Green Grape.
Actually, it's funny because I have, you know, in my former life, I guess, when I grew up in Michigan, we would shop at big box stores. And I feel like the savings might also be sort of overstated, because I feel like when you're in those stores, the larger sizes you buy, you sort of are encouraged to buy more because it's so cheap. I went from, you know, doing some of my shopping online, my grocery shopping, to shopping in my store entirely. And I find at the end of the week, I have much less food waste because I've shopped kind of on a daily basis for just what I need. And I'm also able to plan my meals, like, well, I have cabbage left over in the fridge. Let me go and pick up some pork chops.
Sure. So it's different from getting all that packaging and everything else. And, Amy, I'm going to leave it there because we're running out of time. But I'm glad that you made your first call to anything ever. And you did it well.
I've never thought about it before this. But I said, this is...
You got moved.
Perfect thing.
This is
exactly
your topic. Thank you very much. Green Grape. Adam, I don't want people to think that the live online chat that we're going to start in about 3.5 minutes is going to be a debate on Walmart versus shopping local. This is safe space. Remember the framing here, folks. This is safe space to talk about any of your economic behaviors, let's say. Another one that we thought of maybe for this is holiday tipping. How much do you give your doorman? How much do you leave for the garbage collector, in or out of the bid? We know it can be a little awkward to discuss out loud, particularly during tough economic times. So either if you're a tipper out there or if you are one who receives tips, give us a call, or I should say go and log online at itsafreecountry.org. We'll do this on our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, and tell us how you think this all reflects the rut or recovery in your neighborhood, as this is part of our rut or recovery series, and tell us about those economic behaviors that you engage in that you may want to not put your name to. That's okay. You know, you can log in as a dog if you want for an online chat, or ways that people treat you economically. And Adam Davidson from NPR's Planet Money team, you're going to hang around. You're going to do this with us online, right?
Right, yeah.
So get off your phone, Adam, and go to your computer, and I'll see you in about a minute.
All right.
All right. So again, listeners, it's time to take this online. Adam and I are going to our website, where we will be joined by producer Jody Avergan. We can keep talking about these issues, tipping, shopping local versus shopping cheap, and any other money topics that maybe you don't discuss out loud or don't want to admit your behavior. Remember, it's a safe space. Money and relationships, we can talk about that. Holiday spending and gift giving, the difference between being thrifty and being stingy. who do you know who you want to label one or the other, rent, and whether it's too damn high, and whatever else you want to discuss. So go to itsafreecountry.org right now. Itsafreecountry.org. Itsafreecountry.org. Jody is there already. Adam and I will be there in 2 minutes. Itsafreecountry.org. We'll join you for our safe space online chat. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you on the radio tomorrow.